Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Pentagon makes the cut, nearly a $500 billion from the defense budget, and Leon Panetta does the math for the New York Times. The military is used to haircuts, but not these trims. On this Monday, November 7th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste Headlee is on assignment this week. We're going to talk about the Pentagon's fiscal haircut. It may be a preview of a decade of change for the U.S. military. Also, a changing measure for poverty in America. The census has a new yardstick. It'll be announced today. A year out from the 2012 election. You know, that's all we can say. We're a year out. And a fighter home from a war that wasn't his to begin with. All that on the program. What has you talking? Well, our listeners in Oklahoma are talking all about that 5.6 magnitude earthquake that struck over the weekend. Here's a listener. Felt the quake. No damage. No real scare. It lasted long enough that I had time to post on Facebook before it stopped. I love this century. To our listeners in Oklahoma, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'd love to hear about the shaking, or post at facebook.com/the takeaway. We begin with the headlines, where in Greece, some citizens are cautiously daring to believe it's a beautiful Monday morning.
I believe it will be a better day, a new day for Greece and for economy of Greece. It will be a better day, believe me.
Voices in Athens reacting to a complicated plan to transition Greece to a new government without current Prime Minister George Papandreou. It's expected that a new national unity government will be formed to tackle the country's debt crisis.
A historical day for Greece. We will have a coalition government very soon, early next week.
That's a Greek government spokesman there. The opposition, meanwhile, says the first order of business for this coalition government will be ratifying the new and shaken European financial rescue package, according to this parliament member, Evangelos Antonaros.
The main aim of this agreement, of this coalition agreement, is to accept what was agreed last week in Brussels and to put it into action.
Talks on forming that new unity government get underway today. Five Occupy Atlanta protesters were arrested overnight near a downtown park that's been the site of anti-Wall Street protests. 19 were arrested in the park yesterday. Only two minor injuries have been reported, but there is visible damage from that earthquake that hit Oklahoma over the weekend. 5.6 magnitude quake, the biggest ever recorded in the state. It's been followed by a series of smaller aftershocks. In Connecticut, more than 50,000 people still without electricity more than a week after that early snowstorm. Two high-ranking Penn State officials will be arraigned today. They face charges they lied to a grand jury investigating sexual abuse allegations against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Athletic Director Tim Curley and Senior Vice President for Business and Finance at Penn State, Gary Schultz, resigned last night. Sandusky, the longtime Nittany Lions defensive coordinator, is charged with sexually abusing eight boys at a charity mentoring program he ran separate from Penn State. The convicted terrorist known as Carlos the Jackal goes on trial in Paris today in connection with bomb attacks on trains in France in the early 1980s that killed 11 people. The 62-year-old Venezuelan is already serving a life sentence. Bleak outlook for the NBA lockout, sports fans. The players' union says it will not accept the owner's current proposal by a Wednesday deadline. And it was a record start and finish at the New York City Marathon yesterday. More than 47,000 people ran the race, and Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai shattered the course record by finishing in 2 hours and 5 minutes. Asian and European markets down. Futures are down on Wall Street, although they've been edging closer to the sort of flat line. The Dow gets underway at 11,983. The S&P opens at 1,253. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,686. Coming up this hour, American Matthew Van Dyke spent months fighting with his friends in Libya against Muammar Gaddafi. He was held captive for months. He returned home this weekend and joins us with his story later this hour. We'll also focus on poverty. In a few hours, the census releases a report on what poverty looks like. It goes beyond just measuring income and expenses and hopes to provide a better snapshot, a real image of America's poor. But being poor looks different depending on where you're living in the U.S. Detroit, Denver, What does poverty look like in your community? Going beyond the numbers, we want you to give us a story at 877-8MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. We begin with Leon Panetta's haircut, the Pentagon's significant budget cuts. What does it mean for change in the U.S. military?